Hello and welcome back to the Book Marketing Tips and Author Success Podcast. And I want to start this podcast by giving Amy a shout out. As we're recording this, by the time it hits your phone, it'll probably be a week or so later, but she's hitting her 12-year anniversary with us. And I got to tell you, I mean, anyone who can hang around with me for 12 years.
We're a good team.
What?
We're a good team.
Yeah. Yeah. We're a really good team. And it is, but it's just, it's an amazing ride, Amy. So I just want to thank you and have everybody write Amy, give her a shout out.
Yes. If you want to give me a present for it, send us some show ideas. That would be perfect.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. And
yeah, reviews. But it's amazing. It's so fun to see how much things have changed, you know?
Yeah. It's so fun to see. And, you know, we always get so, this is another little gift that you can give Amy and me. Sorry, trying to steal your limelight. We love show feedback. I got to tell you, I mean, we have gotten so much recent feedback. I had somebody contact me on Instagram and we've gotten an email from another author and somebody else sent us, where did we see that? I think it was on social media. And anyway, people really loving the show and it fires us up. We love it. We love doing these shows. We love getting you this information and we love your feedback. And one of the, you know, it's interesting because I had somebody email me and say, you know, you do these podcasts and you and Amy get, it's great. And it's informative. Oh, it was Goodreads. Sorry. That's where the other one came from, Goodreads. Although I'm sure they were talking about Amy. I forwarded that note to her and I'm like, oh, I bet they meant Amy because they're like, you're so funny so cool. And you're so smart. I'm like, oh, they meet Amy. Amy's the cool kid.
That was very cool though. I love how widespread our podcast exposure is now, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I really love that too. But somebody else had emailed us and said, you know, you give away so much for free and you give away so much great information and, you know, you do have a business. I mean, you do book marketing and publicity. And are you worried that you're giving it all away for free? And the short answer to that is no, we're never really worried. The longer answer is, and Amy and I are both very dedicated to this. And if you've ever had any interaction with Amy, if you've ever written us to do work together, you know this firsthand. We're big on author education. And educated authors make smart choices. And that is at the heart and soul of really what this podcast is about. Because there's a lot of confusing information out there. And some of it, and you know, it's confusing just because some of it is, you know, it's relative, it's opinion-based, all those things. But many times authors dive into publishing and just have no idea where they're going to go next, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. We sometimes, it doesn't always make us friends when we're honest with people and try to point them in the right direction. But I will say overwhelmingly, most people really appreciate it. Some people get a little bristly with honesty, but I love that we are that honest. I mean, we're honest in ways that serve no purpose for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes no difference to our bottom line. It doesn't affect the work we would do for somebody. It really is just about helping authors ensure they build better brands, make smarter decisions, you know, because we get plenty of authors that come to us when they're trying to dig out of holes, you know,
yeah.
And it's hard and it's hard to get motivated again. So we love when authors are open-minded to that and are thinking like, nope, just give it to me straight. Let's make this work. Like those are my favorite people to work with.
Well, because I'll never forget the author who and we actually did a show on this, the author who came to me after he had selected a marketing company. And if you could see me, I'm doing air quotes right now. They basically just took his money and promised him a bunch of nebulous things. And $7,000 later, this guy was like, I'm giving up. I had a dream. I don't have a dream anymore.
They killed it.
They killed it. You know what I mean? And he emailed me and I tried to sort of say, you know, look, I know this is a hard run. And there are some, you know, sketchy things out there in publishing, unfortunately, but don't give up. And I don't know whatever happened to him, but that really, you know, I never read his book. I don't know him from Adam, but just as a community, I mean, that really, that bothers me and it bothers Amy. So mm-hmm. So anyway, I just had to go on that. I had to go on my little rant because I felt like it needed to be said. And again, happy anniversary, Amy. Thank you for 12 really amazing years. We may do a show. We're going to get together and celebrate her anniversary probably a little bit later this year, but we're going to get together and we may do a show together just like we did when I was in Nashville. That was really,
that was really fun.
Yep. So today's show was actually also shared with, so we asked some of our returning clients. So we have some authors that we've worked with multiple times and they're sitting on this newsletter list. And we asked them, we said, you know, what advice would you give to authors? And some of the advice was just like, really, I mean, it was like, keep going. I mean, there was no magic bullet in that advice, which actually was kind of cool, right? Because it was just like, you know, just get your ducks in a row. Don't give up, keep writing books, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But one of the standout ones, and Amy and I just it was one of those dumb moments, talked about book awards and contests. And I'm mm-hmm. like, why have we not done a show on this? Right.
I know that was very cool because like you said, Penny, we kind of just based on who is on this list. And obviously we know these authors pretty well by now. I wasn't necessarily expecting to be surprised by what they had to say. It was more a great confirmation that, yes, these are why they're some of our favorite authors and some of the hardest working authors we've worked with. The kind of feedback that they give was appropriate. But yeah, that was such a cool, unexpected piece of advice and information, just, you know, to go after book awards and contests. And the authors kind of, you know, they basically said, it's such a great feeling. You know, of all the things that you can't control in terms of, and you mentioned this a little bit earlier, Penny, of all the things you can't control in terms of the market and how your book is received right at the get-go and things like that. But we get so many authors that are like, I know I wrote a good book, you know, who really don't get their due in terms of, you know, the attention and the splash that they get to make when they release. I think book awards and contests are such a great confirmation of the hard work that they put in and the product that they created.
Yeah, it really is. And the other, you know, the other reason, I mean, I love legitimate book awards and contests. And we're going to talk a little bit about sort of distinguishing the difference. But I've actually worked as a judge on the Writer's Digest, as well as Ben Franklin's from IBPA. I got to give a shout out to the Ben Franklin's because I love those awards. And of all of the ones, there's a lot of really good ones out there, and we'll talk about, we'll certainly talk about them. But, you know, there are some companies out there that just really do it right. And when you see like an IB, when you see like a Benjamin Franklin award logo on a book, I mean, it's a really good book, and you know that it's a really good book. And that's the other piece of it though, too, is that awards are recognition, and that's fabulous. But let's face it, they're also eye candy, right? When you can put that on your Amazon book page, or you can put that on your book cover. Awards are, you know, even honorable mentions and things like that are really big deals.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many books published constantly, you know, and I think authors are now more aware of those numbers and the competition than they were even 5 years ago, because it's talked about so much. But yeah, and when I see a book award too, and I realize I'm coming at it from a slightly different perspective, but even consumers know that those kind of things aren't just handed out. They're not participation trophies, you know? Mm-hmm. So it shows that an author is really putting themselves out there, putting in the work, making the right connections, you know, putting the effort into making sure their book gets recognized and found. And I think that also says so much.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that one of the things that you want to look for, so And I'm just going to put this out there. There are a lot of really great book awards, and we're going to talk about how to find them in just a minute. But there are some that are not great. Sometimes book, because, you know, there's an entry fee whenever you, and the entry fee is anywhere from, could be $45 to $100, maybe $150. I forget how much it is to enter the Ben Franklin Awards, but it is a moneymaker, right? For the individual or the company running them. They should be, a book award should be designed to help elevate talent, to help elevate good books, and not just to make the company money. So things like making sure that their process of their, you know, the judging process is equitable. Like, who does the judging? Who are the judges, right? Mm-hmm. For this. And what, you know, I would actually start to do some research on book awards in terms of who runs them, who recognizes them, and who is, you know, because I think, like, we work with reader views. We do, they do a lot of, we work with them on reviews and stuff. They have a great contest that they do. We actually do have a prize that we offer for their contest. And that's, you know, if a company like IVPA or like Reader Views, those are places that they are legitimately invested in an author's success. They probably make almost nothing on the entry fee for the book awards, because they do so much to, you know, there are a lot of different pieces to promoting the book awards and promoting the books who won and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's a good point, Penny, that checking their socials, checking what they do in general. Are they active on social media? Are they blogging? You know, that's a very good point, because yes, the award is great, but what a nice bonus to know that they put it out there for the reader market to see as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, things like you want to be careful of book awards that have some kind of an upsell, right? So some companies, and I can't speak to like the two that I've already mentioned, and those aren't, I know I've repeated those two awards just because they're top of mind, but some companies, some award companies, legitimate award companies, they have a fee for like logo stickers for your book, which I realize the idea of logo stickers on a print book when we're in such a digital age does date me, but sometimes they'll charge for that. And that's not an unreasonable thing, right? So sometimes they'll have, you know, there will be little small, you know, there'll be small charges outside of what you paid. In some cases, the fee includes, because sometimes, like when I was judging for IBPA, when I was judging for their Ben Franklins, I always pick the nonfiction category just because that's what I write. So it was easier for me. And I had coffee table books and things. So in those cases, like the, you know, the sticker logo on those, the gold, beautiful gold sticker logo would be a lovely addition to it. And in some cases you do have to pay additional for those, but there shouldn't be any kind of an upsell. Like somebody shouldn't say, well, okay, it's $25 for the contest, but if you want somebody to actually judge your book, and I'm exaggerating, of course, right? It's an additional $75. And the other thing that you want to be careful of is that you don't want to enter a contest and then forfeit the rights to your book, because that's kind of a big deal. The Alliance of Independent Authors, and we can put some of these links. Amy has a couple of links that she's added. The Alliance of Independent Authors has an entire list of, like, they've listed them by recommended, caution. I mean, they really, which I love, because again, you know, it's spend the money, but you want to make sure that you're actually entering a legitimate contest. So if you search Alliance of Independent Authors and book award and contest ratings, that link will pop right up for you, but we'll also put it in the show notes. Amy, do you want to talk a little bit about utilizing your mention or your win, even if it's fifth place, people, you know?
Yes, exactly.
500 books published every day. That's a big deal.
I know. I would say top 10 would be amazing because, you know, it would be like scoffing at being, you know, in a 4-digit ranking on Amazon. Like that's a big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wanted to say too, Penny, for a lot of people, when it comes to researching these, you can also start by chatting with your local librarian too, because I think there are a lot of states that do book awards and contests and things like that as well. So if anybody feels like this is sounding overwhelming, consider starting locally as well, because your librarian could probably direct you to something, you know, different contests that happen even within the state. So if you want to start a little bit smaller and kind of use that as your segue into your local media and your local marketing, we've done a lot of shows on that. Let those things play off of each other as well. But yeah, I think the contests, I mean, I would brag about them anywhere. You know, this is what your newsletter, your social media, I think definitely use them when you're pitching, highlight that when you're networking with other authors, you know, and talking about doing newsletter feature swaps or social media feature swaps or something like that, you know, make sure to mention that you've won an award, because other authors will certainly know how competitive that is.
Yeah.
And make a big deal about it on your Amazon page. And Penny, you've mentioned this before, just make sure you have the documentation to back it up, you know, so be prepared to have that link to your mention, your feature, whatever it is on the contest site, highlighted on your website so you can point to it. And to Penny's point about having the logo or the seal or anything that they provide in terms of representing that contest in your marketing, in your branding, be sure to get a hold of that too. That is definitely, if they do charge a small fee for that, I think it's definitely worth it. Because anytime you want to use it in a retail situation, you always want to make sure you have the documentation to back it up.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think that when you're looking at contests, so one of the things that, IBPA does, and I think, I know that ReaderViews does this because that's how their their awards are sort of segmented, right? One of the things that IBPA does is they divide up the award entries by genre. And then in some cases, I even think is subgenre. So like I said, when I judge for them, I usually do nonfiction. So it's across the board nonfiction. You want to make sure that you're submitting your book to a contest that actually, you know, has that there's a genre for you, or that you're submitting it in the right genre. And I know that sounds, again, like that's just weird that she would say that, but I many times got books sent to me for judging that actually should have been in a different genre, right? So it really is. And that's, I know we've talked about this on the show before, when you're picking a contest, take a look and see what, you know, who has won the contest before, what are the entries, because it's going to be much harder for you to win a contest if it's just a hodgepodge of all the judges cross, you know, they look at all different genres, then they try to pick from that. Like that doesn't, and I know some contests that we probably wouldn't recommend do operate that way. So, you know, it's much better to have people who are, contests that are segmented by genre and subgenre if need be.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing when you look at some of these compilation lists that sites have pulled together, how niche some of them get, how specific to certain topics they get. I mean, there really is almost something, dare I say, something for everyone out there. In addition to, you know, as you've mentioned, some of the more competitive ones where you may be competing with, you know, broader genres potentially, but it's amazing how refined some of these get as well.
Yeah. Which really does serve, it doesn't serve you to sit in a pool of a lot, like for example, you know, I say that I judge the nonfiction, but within that, you're going to have, nonfiction, you know, you're going to have books for lawyers, you're going to have self-help mm-hmm. books, you're going to have all of this other stuff. So it is, it's really important to make sure that you're getting into the right lane when it comes to, you know, when it comes to contests and things like that. And the other thing about it is too, is that when, you know, so some contests start, they give their judges, because I know, you know, like Forward Magazine and IBPA and also maybe even Reader Views, they get a lot of submissions. Mm-hmm. So the time between, I used to have 6 months, I think, to do my judging on books. So a lot of these contests are not immediate. And all that to say, I recommend that you start sooner rather than later, because many of these contests have, like, they want like the current year book, right? Mm-hmm. So 2020, published in 2023, that's what they're looking for. So if your book is 5 years old, it's not really something that you can, there aren't a lot of contests, or if any, legitimate yeah. ones that are open to older books.
Well, and I love seeing how open this is to, it's very modern, but how open a lot of these are to self-published books now too, Penny, compared to probably what
Thank
we would have
you.
Seen
yeah.
even 5 years ago, you know? Yeah. Like an extensive number of awards that are specifically that were created for self-published authors, because for so long, y'all were not allowed into the, you know, at the cool kids lunch table for a lot of these things. But it's amazing how many of the ones that have been around a while now allow self-published books, but how many have been created specifically to make space for self-published authors.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's been a big, that has been a very, very big bonus. Previously, there were, you know, not a lot of, I mean, I think maybe less than a handful of places that would review, that would consider doing contests with self-published books. And that's part of the reason why the contest piece of it got a little out of control for a while, because there were a lot of places like, oh, well, these self-published authors want, you know, for $50, I'll judge your book. It's like, oh,
right.
Right. Like, that's not really that. That's not
really. See what this guy in his basement has to say about it. Like, here's a sticker.
Right. Right. Exactly. But I think that it's a, you know, and there are, who shall remain nameless, but they're on this list that we'll put in the show notes. There are companies that get you in the door with a contest only to upsell you on lots of other stuff. And mm-hmm. that's not really the point of, you know, entering a contest. And the other piece of it though, too, is that, and, you know, we get authors that ask us, so as part of your marketing, are you going to enter me in some contests? And I encourage authors, otherwise we wouldn't do a show about it, to enter contests. But the process for entering a contest does involve, you know, in some cases, the contest fee, but it, more importantly, it involves the paperwork that you need to fill out, your book description, what your book's about, anything else important or significant that they need to know about you, those types of things. So there is a little bit of work. It's not just a matter of flipping a book in an envelope and mailing it off to somebody. There's a little bit of, you know, there is a little bit involved in that. And the process, the more, I don't want to use the word tedious, but I think the more that the process involves, typically the more serious the organization takes the contest. Cause I know, like, when I used to get like Writer's Digest, when I used to get the book for, I mean, they had, you know, the author had to include so about the book and information. And I mean, it was not a one and done kind of thing for these folks. They put a lot of effort into these contests, but we love them. We love mm-hmm. contests. We think authors, and we know, I know some authors that just religiously submit their book, you know, within the window of the time that they can, they religiously submit their book to contests, and sometimes they win, sometimes they get honorable mentions. And it's definitely definitely something that we recommend that you start to look up. And like I said, we'll put the link in the show notes. Amy, did you have anything else you wanted to add on the?
No, I think we covered it. I was just going to say, this is, and as a bonus, this is also something that I am very confident that any of y'all that listen, that are bothering to tune in and listen to these shows, you can handle this, you know, because we get that question a lot from our clients, like, what should I be doing right now? what can I do while you're doing your work? You know what I mean? Like, is there something that I can be doing to make the most of my other marketing or to make the most of my time? And we know that marketing can be complicated and tedious and feel like a second job sometimes. So if you're kind of in that headspace, this is one of those things we're confident you can do. You know, it's checking things off the list and it will serve you really well.
Yeah, it will definitely serve you really well. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Penny Sansevieri and happy anniversary to Amy Cornell.
Thank you.
As I said, send her lots of notes. She loves that.
Notes and reviews. Yes.
Notes and reviews. Thank you so much for tuning in and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.